Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Welcome to Modern Family Rules podcast, where we help you build relationships that rock. So if you're with a modern family, step family, a blended family, or just in a family, you're at the right place. This is episode number 3. Titled tonight is Why Rockers Need Security. What always amazes me is rock bands have so many security guards. Why? Well, to keep the fans away from them and to keep them safe. Well, since rockers have been around, since famous people have been around, they've needed protection. Which brings me to my topic tonight. It's not really rockers and security, it's bullying. It's been a huge topic in the United States in the last 2 years. So I did some digging today. Actually, I've been doing some digging for about a week. And I wanted to know why. Why is it such big news right now in the media? Why is it the focus in all the schools this year? And why has social media been one of the problems? So I went back and looked at all the articles that the news had done. And I started to say, is this a media's way to sell ads? Or is this a problem? And if it is a problem, what's causing it and what can be done? So I looked and said, is this a real problem sometimes? Yes. Think about it is bullying or teasing or whatever you want to term this has been around since the beginning of time, or at least since man fell into sin. Think of Cain and Abel. Cain killed his brother Abel. I think that could have been one of the starts there. You know, I wanted to look at the definition of what bullying really is. It's a blustering, quarrelsome, or overbearing person who habitually badgers and intimidates smaller or weaker people. An archaic term, as they had it, a man hired to do violence, or to be loudly arrogant and overbearing. You know, sometimes I think we confuse bullying with other forms of behavior. When I was a little boy, some of the times we called it teasing. I teased my brother. Now we've got people carrying into, oh, my boss bullies me by intimidating me. Those are not what I'm talking about today. Here's the way I see it. A bully is someone trying to hurt an individual, whoever the individual is. So it's one individual trying to harm another individual. That's what I term bullying. So what's causing it? What's causing people to be bullied so much, I guess, in the last 2 years, all of a sudden? And why is it getting all the notoriety? Well, for one reason, the United States, probably for the 15 or 20 years now that I can remember, we've started to celebrate victims. You know, and now more people have put themselves into a victim group to draw attention to themselves. You know, and also victim groups are labeling anyone who doesn't agree with their theology or philosophy as a bully. That's not what I'm going to discuss today. Here's what I am going to discuss. Violence. Threats of violence towards another person. That's what I am discussing. The problem is the media in the United States especially tends to reward bad behavior, which makes a problem that's bad worse. Social media has also given many more forms of abuse to people who do want to do harm to other people. So now we've got victim groups. Doesn't count because it's not violence. But what we do have is rewarding bad behavior in the media. And social media has given so many people other ways to harm people. How did we get here? How did our society fall so far? First, separation from God. I think that's a no-brainer. We've got a lack of absolutes in society now, especially in the United States. Norms, as far as behavior and how society should be, are totally based on feelings, not right and wrong. I look at kids in school. You know, as a high school teacher for so many years, you take kids out in the hall or misbehaving in your class and you tell them why. Well, a lot of kids probably in the last 5 years have been unable to understand what I'm talking about. All right, this behavior's wrong. Why? This behavior's wrong. Why? Disrespecting adults, talking back to an adult, that's wrong. Why? A lot of times they're coming to public school or to the public arena in society not knowing the difference between right and wrong and how you should act toward another individual. Lack of parent control and discipline. A lot of kids nowadays, especially in the United States, I say, because I live in the United States, latchkey children. I think the last total was 70% of the kids go home. No parents in attendance at home. Mom and dad naturally have got to work, so I'm not hammering parents on this one so much. But there's no supervision, so they go home and they're by themselves. The me society. It's all about me. I am the most important thing in my world. Make me happy. Only my rights and needs need to be met, not yours. Me society is destroying how we live. And when you've got a me society, it turns people into lack of self-discipline. And therefore, if you don't have self-discipline, you've got a lack of self-esteem and self-concept, so you don't really know who you are. Now, what is the solution to bullying? Well, turn back to God. If you have absolutes in a society, you understand the difference between right and wrong. It's concrete. This is wrong. This is right. Parents need to step up and be parents. The word no needs to be introduced back into the family. Can I do this? No. Remember, a job as parent is to make sure this child is successful. Discipline's one of the key part of it. Love's another one. Make the kids assume responsibility for their behavior. Again, let me go back to all those years I spent in public school as a teacher. Most parents in the last 10 years, I would say, have decided that anything that could happen or go wrong in a classroom is not their kid's fault, but the teacher, the school, society, anybody but their child. So we've shifted from a society based on self-responsibility to an outward responsibility of you've got to take care of me. And just plain out discipline your children. Again, we can look around in society and see in public how children act and the parents condone it. So why shouldn't they think that is okay in every other area of society? And last but not least, and this is something my father taught me as a little boy, if someone is trying to bully me, take advantage of me, and intimidate me, fight back. My dad taught me one way to handle a bully, hit him right in the face as hard as I humanly possibly can. Let me tell you something. If you hit a bully right in the face, he will go away, and chances are he won't only stop bullying you, he's not going to bully anybody else again. Because once you stand up that one time, you will stand up to every single thing that comes in your path. But if you let it go, you're never going to stand up. So the key here is, if you encounter a bully, you've got to fight back. I look back to probably one of the worst bullies in the history of the world, Adolf Hitler. He tried to bully the world, and especially Europe and Jews, and anybody that basically got in his way. Thank God that the United States and several other countries, including Britain, stepped up and put a stop to the craziness. Said, no, this is not going to work. We are going to stop you. That's how you've got to handle this now. Enough is enough. Let me go back through the solution one more time. Turn back to God, we need absolutes. Parents have got to be parents and discipline their children and introduce the word no back into the vocabulary. And last but not least, you've got to learn how to fight back. You've got to step up for yourself, understand that you are worth it, and fight bullies right where they stand, and you'll stop them in your tracks. Thank you so much for joining me today on Modern Family Rules. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and you can also connect with me and with us on Facebook and my site, modernfamilyrules.com. You know, I always welcome your questions and comments. Don't forget, we're trying to help families build relationships that rock. Take care.